This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everybody, it is Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault, and it's the Legacy Leadership Show, and we are going to have a blast today. I tell everybody this, my favorite guest over all of my entire career has been Mark Victor Hansen, because behind the scenes, he's a better man than he is on the radio, and that's 90% different than almost every guest I've got, and he's levered it up tenfold because of his beautiful wife, Crystal. This is going to be on an unbelievable show. How you doing, Adrian?
I am so good. I'm so happy that we're getting to do this today. It is going to be an amazing conversation, and I feel the same way.
So I have renamed myself the Great Rememberer. So that's all I'm really good at, is remembering people. I'm not great at follow-up. I'm the Great Rememberer. So I got a shirt made and a whole shot. And my whole supposition, as a result of you, Mark Victor Hansen and Crystal Dwyer Hansen, is this. Remember, 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 ask. And I got that from you guys. The back end, to get to where I need to go, I had to remember people, remind them that I remembered them. And it was until we did your show the last time that I really was able to put a handle on what my life is going to look like over the next 40 years while I'm trying to keep up with you two. I'm very, very excited about that. And I just want to welcome you to the show and thank you both for coming on.
Gosh, thank you, Tom. What a warm welcome. I mean, we're just so happy to be here again with you.
And the only way.
And Adrian.
And Adrian, of course.
Both.
We love this family. Yes. We're part of your family. Just so you know, we're going to come out and have meals free at your house. So.
Yeah, you will. Yeah, we don't have a cash register, so it will be free.
Anyhow, so, and it looked beautiful when you were kind enough to walk me around with the picture, but in answer to what you said, first of all, thank you. That is a very high honor. And second of all, because we did this book called Ask, The Bridge from Your Dreams to Your Destiny. The only way to move forward from the stuckness that everyone's feeling is to start to ask their way to their destiny and also ask their way to their future, because asking is the answer. I mean, Einstein said it, now Crystal Markov said it, so, and I'm sure you've said it on a multiplicity of shows.
Well, yeah, because I'm just emulating what you guys said. You guys gave me form for that, and your book gave me form for that, because it's the missing link. And so many of us have got so much pride and so much actual shame going on that we're afraid to ask. And it's the most important part, everybody. We've got to get you out of your head, into your heart, and into the hearts of other people. And you can ask your way there powerfully if you read this book. Don't you agree?
I totally, totally agree. And, you know, I was thinking about it because I recently have been spending some time revisiting The Greatest Salesman in the World by Og Mandino. And I love there's a parable at the beginning of this book that just was so heartfelt and so drew me into being in the right headspace to then receive the wisdom that this book imparts. And I thought it was beautiful. And I don't know if, you know, that certainly isn't the only book ever to have done that. But I'm even curious if that was part of what inspired you to structure the book that way.
Oh, with our, the fable of Michaela, because our book does start with a parable, which is the fable. We love parables too. And it wasn't just his book. I think, The Alchemist, you know, just a lot of books, because we just learn so quickly through stories. We understand stories. Stories have patterns as human beings, right? We all sort of live inside of each other's stories. And there's so much to learn when we go through those stories and feel the emotions and things that happen. We can see ourselves and feel ourselves in those scenarios. And so you were just mentioning connection, Tom. I mean, it's that human connection. That's why we need to be connected to other people, because we learn through each other. And that's why this asking journey is so important. We say there are actually three important channels to ask, through which to ask. And those are ask yourself, ask others, and ask God. And each one of those is a critical, important piece of your journey on this earth. And if you're not deliberately paying attention to those areas, to those channels, you will feel like something's missing. You'll feel like something's off. You'll feel like you're stuck and you can't move forward, because the very vehicle that moves you forward is, number one, the ask yourself part, going, that's the self-reflection. That's going inside and starting to wonder and spending that time with yourself saying, why am I feeling this way? What's really going on? Am I happy with the way things are going? What am I afraid of? You know, all of these things that we can start to ask ourselves. And as you ask those questions, you know, we say the first phase of that is, where am I now? Where am I in my life? And the second phase is, where do I want to be? And under each of those phases comes a lot of little sub questions. Where am I right now? Is it working? Am I happy? Am I on target? Am I moving toward my destiny? Because your destiny is super important. Everybody, you know, Mark and I have watched a lot of these NDEs, the near-death experiences. And every single one of them who comes back without fail says, you know, they've been given a message. You're not finished yet. Nine times out of 10, they go, you haven't finished what you came to do. You still have things to work on. So we do have this destiny. And usually when people come back from that experience, they're so excited to come back to this life. Even people who have been on drugs and like OD, they go, I didn't see how amazing this life was, and that I'm supposed to grasp onto everything, every experience, and start living it with so much vitality. And the only way we can do that is continue to ask, you know, where am I now? Where do I want to be? What actions do I need to take to get there? Because this is your journey. This is it now. We need to take it. We need to engage with it every day.
That's so beautiful. And, you know, so we recently renamed the show the Legacy Leadership Show. And I think that the word legacy and the word destiny have so much kind of, they're intertwined, right? And so, you know, hopefully we don't have to have that near-death experience in order to realize the destiny that we have, the legacy that we want to leave, and to begin living into that. And so, you know, Crystal, as you wrote this book and just from your own life experiences, you know, what can we do to get a clearer sense of what that destiny is that we're living into in this lifetime?
Well, you know, I think when we go through difficult times, those are some of the best opportunities to find out where we need to go. And that's the case with Mark and I. And we both realized as we started writing this book and understanding the power of asking, we realized that every single time we were stuck, we were out of options, you know, bankrupt, almost homeless, you know, no place to live, all of these things that happened to people in our lives, that the thing that got us out of it was this awareness that we needed to ask a question. We started asking, each of us respectively. And then when we've been in difficult situations together, we started asking those questions. You know, I have been on, you know, I was a single mother with a little baby on my hip about to get turned out on the street when I was turning those, my food stamps over for groceries when a question came to my mind and it hit me so impactfully. I had an instant paradigm shift. And the question was, am I doing the best I can, or am I taking the easy way out? And the second my mind somehow presented that question, I knew the answer. And it gave me strength, and it gave me power, and it gave me energy. I knew I wasn't doing the best I could. I knew there was something else inside of me. I had no idea what it was, but just by feeling that question and answering it, I went home and I said to myself, I'll never do this again. I'll never apply for food stamps again. And I just started asking questions. Who would hire me tomorrow? What do I have? And all of these answers started coming to me. I remembered hearing on the radio, you know, Kelly Services. I applied for Kelly Services. I started doing all kinds of jobs. I made enough money to put myself through real estate school, you know, and within a year and a half, I became the top realtor for the biggest home builder. And I was doing modeling jobs, and I had the best insurance benefits for myself and my little boy. I mean, it was an absolute 180-degree pivot. And it just came from literally following this little breadcrumb trail of asking a question, listening to the answer, and really realizing there's something beyond you. You are not alone. even if you don't have an awareness with of God and this magnificent universe, if you'll just stop and tap into that just a little bit, you will start to feel it. You will start to get the answers. That's why the asking God is such an important part of this, because those answers and even the questions will start to come to you if you just open up.
So I don't pray for people. You know, I've been sober 33 years. And
thank you.
People ask me all the time about how to get sober, and they know how to get sober. Everybody knows how to lose weight. Everybody knows how to make more money. I don't pray for you to be able to get sober. I don't pray for you to be able to lose weight. I don't pray for you to be able to make more money. I pray for you that gift of desperation that you had that day where you decided for yourself, I will never apply for food stamps again. Because that's when the tipping point happened and you said, nothing's going to stop me. I'm asking for help. I'm going to Kelly Services. I'm going to work myself through real estate school. I'm telling you, I'm on this earth to do something, and by goodness, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to have some people help me pull me up that rope if I can't do it myself. Yeah. That's up that rope, up that mountain, up that whatever. Yeah, so whatever I said I meant. So anyway, that's so beautiful, and it's all you women out there that are going, what do I do? The answer is do something, no, even if it's wrong, right, Mark?
Right, because the inner knower, there's two parts to you. There's the external, but there's the internal, and the internal is what creates legacy. The internal creates leadership. The internal, the divine sense of you has never been poor. The divine sense of you has never been lonely. The divine sense of you has never been drunk. The divine self of you has never been sick. And if you start asking yourself, what is the divine legacy that I'm supposed to leave that we're calling destiny? Because you are coded at birth the DNA and RNA, and there's a movie out now by Mel and Benedict on YouTube that really has got us. And the guy died. He was an atheist. And what he did is he literally saw that he chose to be sick with brain cancer, chose to die. And God said, no, and not only are you not going to be an atheist, you're going to go back and you're going to really live a good life and you're going to do something important. And you've got to ask yourself, what is that? Because you can ask God, but God comes out this way and says, you got to get definite with the infinite. And once you're definite with the infinite gets definite with you and says, yep, it's like an ever-opening lotus of wonder and excitement, like Crystal was saying. And we're there right now. And I'll just do back to what Adrian had asked about our wonderful book. We said we wanted to match and surpass the 150 million sold by Alchemist. And my friend Og Mandino did a really good job with his book, The Great Salesman. But the people that are making that movie right this minute in Morocco have just come to us and said, look, America doesn't have a fable. There's fabulist, the ugly duckling is Hans Christian Andersen from your home country.
We got to take a hard break. So don't move for 1 second. We're coming back. This is that right? Yeah.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173.
800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Welcome back, Legacy Leadership Show, Adrian Chenault, Tom Chenault, and it is our honor to have these two people. I just love them both. They are terrific human beings and unbelievably accomplished authors and teachers of authoring to other people, and that's pretty exciting stuff.
It is really cool.
And, yeah, it's going great. I want to talk real quickly in this short segment about your new magnificent obsession, Mark, which is your new library, because I'm in love with what you're doing there with Tom Black and those people, and just incredible, incredible work. And I think you're going to change the world yet one more time, and you're going to run down Ogmandino. So take it away.
Well, first of all, thank you. Look, I've been more blessed to sell more books than anybody. 318 books, sold a half billion books, more times number one New York Times, which is the big list in America, according to Guinness Book of Records. Nobody's touched as much as I have, that touched the hem of the garment. But we had two guys come to us 6 months ago that you mentioned. One is Tom Black, and the other is Michael Butler. And they said, you've done it the hard way. Are you interested in moving the easy way? And I go, look, there is no easy way to sell books that I know of. They said, look, well, fiction last year in 2020, during the height of COVID confinement cocoon, sold $47 billion worth of books. I went, oh, my gosh, I think I could do fiction. And they said, no, we want to do it even different. We want to call it the Mark Victor Hansen Library. We'll make you the publisher. We've got 49 ghost people that really want to write, and most people, 95% of the people can't write a book, and we'll start at the end. We come up with this great title, then we come up with a great cover, and then we learn all the principles, philosophies, and things that are important to that individual, and then we write their book, and we're taking over a couple different markets, but one is called Senior Romance Fiction, and in America, I'll just ask each of you. I got an idea, Tom, you'll know. How many people are over 50 in America?
I don't know, but it's a pile of them because they all live in my neighborhood.
Adrian, what would you guess percentage-wise, sir?
Percentage-wise, 30% of the population.
50. So what happens is when you got that much population, and look, Scholastic's having a problem because schools are not open everywhere, which is unfortunate, and something we think everybody should get an education and have freedom and freedom to go to education and all that. But so we said, wait a second, all these seniors are buying books. They got 70% of the wealth of the world. Why don't we write with them and for them and through them and create it? And the first book we did, which was you've had on our shows, Mitzi Purdue, who's
I love her.
We love her. As the only double heiress in America. I mean, she came out to a think tank with us in the last couple of weeks. But the first book was called Rich Widows, and what happens is, isn't it a great title?
Unbelievable.
So we've got a whole series like that, and we are having a ball because we're saying, hey, wait a second. We want to work with everybody that wants to work with us. They come to MarkVictorHansenLibrary.com because obviously the first library was Alexander the Great. He conquered the world and then built Alexandria and said, this is all the wisdom of the world. And then the second library that made any sense was Andrew Carnegie, my hero, who created 2,509 libraries in America with all of his wealth and said, everybody's got to have it. And the mistake was he gave it away free. If he charged a dollar, we would have more than 1% of us go to the library. So I said, wait a second, let's do Library 3.0 and have the MarkVictorHansenLibrary.com really transfer the whole world and use contact mapping so everyone finds out who they are and then starts to meet all the other people and really creates a legacy of leadership from the inside out, because you got to lead yourself or you can lead anyone else.
Wow. Isn't that the greatest?
That's the coolest thing I've ever.
I know it. And the seniors, I mean, I am telling you, think about that. You know, all the rich widows, Mitzi Purdue is a character in her own right. But just think of all the stories of these people over 65 that people are writing off that have time to tell us the story, time to be in a book, time to actually have a book written. This is brilliant. And I think you, how about this Tom Black guy? I mean, I'm going to talk about on one Sunday. He ran. He's like 60 years old. He ran 60 miles on one Sunday.
On his 67th birthday. Yeah,
he's unbelievable.
He ran 67 miles on his 67th birthday.
I love how you have him running. Yeah, that's what he was doing. He was just running right along. It was
on his 100th birthday, plans to run 100 miles on his 100th birthday. So, he's a guy that really wants to do it because everyone needs to author their life.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Dozens were feared dead after tornadoes and severe weather caused catastrophic damage across multiple states, tearing through a candle factory in Kentucky, an Amazon facility in Illinois, and a nursing home in Arkansas. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear.
We were pretty sure that we would lose over 50 Kentuckians. I'm now certain that number is north of 70. It may, in fact, end up exceeding 100. Before the day is done. The damage is even worse now that we have first light.
Football star and TV celebrity Michael Strahan caught a ride to space with Jeff Bezos' rocket launching company Saturday, sharing the trip with the daughter of America's first astronaut. Touchdown has a new meaning now, he tweeted after landing. This is USA Radio News. Six people were part of the NS-19 mission, including Fox Sports' Michael Strahan and Laura Shepherd Churchley, the oldest daughter of NASA astronaut Alan Shepherd, for whom the rocket is named.
5, 4, command engine start. 2, 1.
I think it's all has confirmed New Shepherd has cleared the tower and is on its way to space.
Churchley and the former New York Giant, guests of Blue Origin, were joined by 4 paying customers. The group launched from West Texas Launch Site 1 facility near Van Horn. 55 people died and more than 100 are injured after a tractor-trailer smuggling migrants from Guatemala, Ecuador, the Dominican Republic, and Honduras crashed into a bridge and flipped over on Thursday. The truck was smuggling about 250 migrants when it crashed into a bridge in southern Mexico and flipped over. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We're back. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Tom Chenault, Adrian Chenault, Crystal, and Mark Victor Hansen. And now I want to ask you something. This has got me troubled a little bit. Okay, so Mark Victor Hansen, did you keep your maiden name just because you wanted 3 names too?
It's a good question, and I'm glad you asked it because it's so squirrely that I have 3 names too. But what happened was, when I met Mark and we decided to get married, I was just going to take his name. I thought it was very romantic. And so I was going to drop the Dwyer. Dwyer was my previous married name. And so I was just going to drop it. And then we were, my internet gal was looking at my stuff and she said, "Oh, you can't do that." She said, "We already have over 2 million impressions of Crystal Dwyer. If you just drop the name, you're just losing traction. You can't do that." And so I'm like, what do I do? What if I just tack the name Hansen on the end? I mean, don't they do that in Spain? You just keep adding names.
Sure.
Yeah. All your life experience, I figure, oh, well, you know, my kids, my girls still have that name. I'll just add, I asked Mark, I'm like, are you okay with that? And he said, sure. You know, Mark is so, Mark doesn't have any jealousy or like weirdness or insecurities. He's like, sure, why not? You've had that name. So it just became that. I just added Hansen on the end, and it's worked out. So we each have 3 names.
I think in 2022 you ought to adopt the moniker Countess. Countess Crystal Dyer Hansen.
By the way, as a legacy leadership, I think you ought to give her the Countess and me the Count Award.
That's what I mean. I agree.
Countess.
There you go. Countess.
Fantastic.
I'm in. It is now so.
Oh, that's awesome. Can I go back to what you said about this contact mapping? It's really hitting me because there have been so many times in my life where just randomly I will, you know, I haven't gotten together with someone or a friend or someone I met a while ago, and I go, oh yeah, you have, and I'll start telling them a story about themselves. And I remember the details because I just thought it was a really interesting story or something about them that touched me or affected me or I thought was cool. And they are so blown away.
Yeah.
Tom, you're right. They're like, I can't believe you remember all those details. I almost forgot them, you know? And I'm like, no, it's awesome. Yeah. And it just really affects people in a deep way. It's something that I've just always done naturally because I think I love people's stories. And it's cool, and I lock into them, and I always try to learn things. But you are right about this contact mapping. It's huge. It's like it really matters to people.
There's a zillionaire named Alfred Nixon who's 31 years old, and he's making so much money in network marketing, and he's this aristocratic kid. And he walked in. I just spoke at GoPro this weekend, so there were 76,000 people there, and we went to Eric's big circle in the round, and it was so big. Everybody's having these $5,000 suits on, and I look like Columbo. And this guy, I look up and shake hands with this guy named Alfred Nixon, and he goes, Tom Chenault, you're the guy that's always texting me. I go, yeah, because you never want to give me your phone number. Crystal, I don't have your phone number, and you should be blessed because you can ask Mark. I wake him up at 3:00 in the morning just telling him I love him because I am obsessed with not being forgotten. I am obsessed with being remembered myself, so I know everybody's the same thing. So I am the great rememberer, and it works.
I love it.
Wrong or right?
That wouldn't be a bad title for your book, The Great Rememberer.
Great.
Amen to that, baby. You're the guy who I was trying to get the restraining order. I didn't realize you were also like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And all you have to do for all of you that are watching is just say delete. I'm gone. Maybe. So take it away. I would not delete you if you said that to me. I would take that as a challenge. So go ahead. We got there the guests of the show.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I don't know if Google is right or not, Mark, but are you 73 years old? Is that right?
74 in just a couple of days. January 8th, so keep those cards and letters coming.
Coming around the corner. Okay, so turning 74 on January 8th. And just energetically, I mean, you are getting old by the world standards and by your own belief. I just can feel that you know you have so much more left to do, so much left in the tank. I would imagine you almost feel like you're only just getting started. And
I feel 28 inside, and I've got written goals of over 1,500 that we want to do. And we talk about them every day. And like because of the Ask book, when we were starting to write the Ask book, we just happened to sit at Mother's Market in Costa Mesa, and there's a man of the cloth next to us who's 92, and said, do you guys want to know the secret to a happy, lasting, sustainable marriage? And I didn't want to talk to that guy at all, but he said, look, I'm head of Billy Graham Ministries, and we found only one thing works. And I said, okay, good. What's the one thing? I saw the movie with the one thing, but what's the one thing? He said, you got to pray out loud every morning and every night with your spouse. Yeah. And we
found
and it really works. I mean, we put it in the Ask book because we said, wait a second, this is a tip I'd never heard before. Mm-hmm. We prayed in groups, we prayed in church, but you don't pray in front of your spouse very much. And so we've made it a practice and it really works. I mean, you can tell that we are a force field together that is pretty much unstoppable and invincible as far as I'm concerned. And back to your question, I feel, like I said, 28 inside, and I plan on live to be at least 127 options for renewal, because the Bible promises, Genesis 6:3, you should live at least minimum 100 years. So that's called a good beginning.
I love that.
I'll never forget the first time I ever interviewed you.
Yeah.
You were with Art Linkletter, and you'd just written a book, How to Make the Rest of Your Life the Best of Your Life.
Yes,
and
sir.
He had just started another solar company, and I can't remember how old he was, but it was up there, and you two were adorable. I got to
go. He was 98 at the time.
Is that unbelievable?
Yeah. By the way, he would call us every Sunday And no matter what, he said, I'm going to take a position, and you just take the opposite position. We're going to argue this through. I said, well, you got five kids and 38 grandkids. Why are you doing that with us? He said, well, first of all, I love you guys, and you're willing to do it. My own kids and grandkids won't do it. And he was just, he was wonderful. He was adorable. He was still pushing the edge of the envelope. He and I had won the Horatio Alger Award. Crystal's daddy had owned all the Kentucky Fried Chicken in Mexico. With art, so fortuitously, before we got married, I didn't know that.
My dad knew art.
Yeah, was very close friends. I mean, one time they're down in Mexico and dived off the boat, and her dad was freaked out. Said, "Where the heck did Art go? Did the shark get him?" And a mile and a half later, he won. Now you may not remember, but Art was our Olympic champion swimmer in 1924, and his joke was, you know, to get through school during the Depression, he had to be a lifeguard down in San Diego, tough work. And he said, every woman needed mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
Wow.
He was so silly. We loved Art.
That is completely, that's as good as the melon story. Yeah, so the mango story, that's going in your contact map there, Crystal. I can't believe it.
I know. Isn't that crazy? Because, Art Linkletter was such a thing when I was growing up, and he and Dad did some business together in Mexico. My dad ended up, doing Kentucky Fried Chicken. He opened the Kentucky Fried Chicken franchises in Mexico, and Art was a part of that with him. And, yeah, they were down on, my dad moved his boat down there. In Mazatlan. And Art did scare him. He dove in, and he swam so far out. My dad, they thought he drowned. They started getting really nervous because he just disappeared. And he wasn't coming up. And Dad's like, what the hell, you know? And suddenly he's like way out on the horizon. He just sees this head pop up.
Oh, that would freak you out.
He was freaked. He's like, he was such a strong swimmer. Even he was swimming at the hotel pool when you guys were touring the book.
So when we did your show, it was the day the, YouTube started and whatever, they got $1.2 billion, and he's knocking at the door at 6 o'clock and he's standing there all wet in a bathrobe at my suite. And I go, what are you doing? He said, you're supposed to be done swimming with me at 5 o'clock. I swim for an hour every day. I go, it helps if you make an invitation before, you know, we're in New York City. And he said, well, what do we got to do? I said, here's all the shows we got to do today, but I think you better get on clothes. And we went to be on Neil Cavuto's show, and we're done getting makeup right after that, a few minutes later after he got the suit on. And down comes Bill O'Reilly, who had the biggest show at the time, and said, you made me successful, Art Linkletter. You and Mark are going to be on my show. I've kicked everybody else off this afternoon. You're on my show. And, I mean, talk about contact mapping. I mean, Art would never have known that had happened. It's like, because I've done all these things, like with my book, 1 Minute Millionaire, we've been on so many shows that people say, I made $30 million because I read your book, 1 Minute Millionaire. And I go, really? I mean, because there's no way for them to contact, because if they write Random House, which is a great publishing house, they're not going to forward letters. I mean, they are busy.
Yeah.
Wow. Aren't those stories rich? But I mean, people walking up to you all the time and telling you how you touched, you know, that 1 Minute Millionaire. I didn't read that book. I ate it. I swear to God, it was like one of the most important books of my life. And in fact, we ought to go revisit it. You ought to reprint that thing and get it, because it's as relevant now as it ever was. So
thank you.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
So you got to, I mean, you got a lot of life left to live if we're going for 127. But I want to ask you, you know, this is an important question to this show. I better hold it until after the break. I can't believe this long section has gone by. We still got 2 minutes, but this is more than a 2 minute question. So after the break, I'm going to ask you how you're thinking about your legacy. But before we get to this break, let's talk about that, you know, this Art Linkletter and these people who have been part of your journeys along the way. You know, how did you maintain those critical relationships from when you were, you know, scrappy and early on and just first connecting, and then turn these into these amazing collaborators, Mark?
Gladly. As soon as the break, I'll do it, or you want me to do it right now?
No,
we got about a minute and a half. So talk just a little bit about that.
Okay. So, back when I began, I was nobody from nowhere. I was born in a blue collar city. My parents were basically illiterate because they'd come from Denmark at a tough time when Hitler came in. My uncle was head of the created the black bands for the king, and we took all the Jews into Denmark from Germany. And he's 14 years older than my father, and comes up and kisses my dad's cheeks and says, "Uncle Sven said to my father, Paul, you're out of here. Here's $100 a passport." So I grew up having to work and buy my own clothes since I was 9. So I sold. So suddenly I'm selling seminars, and people say, "Do you have that in a book?" And I go, wow, I could do a book. The first book I did was Stand Up, Speak on Win, and to little audiences. I was doing just little insurance audiences back in Long Island, New York, and Manhattan, and Brooklyn, and the 5 boroughs. And I sold 20,000 copies the first year at $10 each, took in $200,000. And your dad will tell you, 1974, that's big money. That's like $2 million. Man, I bought me a Chrysler Cordoba car with Corinthian leather, just like he said.
With Corinthian leather.
The car didn't matter. The Corinthian leather did. And later on, I got to go to his house for dinner. So
we got
to
take this question. Great
you just keep
it.
Mumbling along, and pretty soon you get to meet everyone.
Stick around a minute. We're going to take a break. This is the Genesis Communication Network. These shows go way too fast. Thank you, Ted Anderson, for letting us be on for 12 years. We'll be back right after this on Legacy Leadership.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
And we're back. Final segment. Big question. Adrian's going to ask Mark and Crystal what the future looks like for this power couple that are just getting started. This is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. Take it away, buddy.
Yeah.
I'll let my lady go first. What's the future?
And this is the beautiful thing. This is a shared legacy that you're creating together. And so how do you think about that legacy that you want to leave behind and that you want to carry out into the world?
I think for me, I mean, and for both of us, I'll just speak for myself. It's just so important to me that we leave the world better than when we came. You know, we leave it better in some way that hopefully we can touch as many lives as possible and make at least a little bit of a difference, and always a positive difference. And I think really my focus in this next decade is to help people understand their own intrinsic value. It is so magnificent. And I just, to think that people want to take their own lives is such a sad thing. It only means that they have no idea who they are, what they are here for, what their true purpose is. And it's not to become a millionaire and all of these other, artificial goals. I mean, these goals are fun. It's fun to create money. It's fun to do all these things. But the most important thing is just to be fully human and express in the most beautiful human way that you can. And I think one thing you mentioned before in the break we were talking about is, you're talking about the rolls of dimes and how Mark used to have to go out, and you guys and Tom, you were plugging your dimes into the payphones and having to go out and actually meet people. It is so convenient now with cell phones and computers. We do everything so fast and we process so quickly. But there is a detachment that's happening. We're getting a little more detached from one another. And so I think in this next decade, we really want to figure out how we can become just more connected in a very real human way. There's like literal light energy that flows off of each one of us. Right? There's light. There's actually music. There's like a symphony of sounds coming off each one of us. And that does something to another human being. When we're together sharing space, it really does something physically. And so I think that's why people get so bereft and so sad. It's like we're not getting enough of that human contact. And this is wonderful. I mean, even in this space, we can feel each other's essence and light to a certain degree. But it's just so important to be present and to gather and to really remember that person in front of you is a divine being. It made of God stuff, just like you're made of God stuff. And that it really changes the way that you treat everyone. You're talking to a piece of God, a part of God right there.
That sent a shiver down my spine for real. Thank you.
And I would add to that we've been studying Dr. Greg Braden's stuff, and I've never physically met him, but we love this guy. And what he's saying is head space is really nice, but heart space is 40,000 times more powerful. And now at 0.01 hertz, we can see that that's what manifests. And what Crystal's saying, that's the real interface, is that when you're really close to somebody, you start to open up your heart. And when two hearts open up, it really goes. And that's why we got to start having meetings again. And you say, well, you did 7,000 talks around the world to 7 or 8 million people alive, and you just want to talk. Well, the truth is, I do want to talk. But the fact of the matter is, because you've been in my audience, Tom, once I start getting it and can galvanize the audience, it wakes people up. And they just start shooting out metaphorically their crown chakra, and they're going, holy cow, I do have the potential that Mark and Crystal are talking to me. And we've got giant talks coming up here in Vegas and in Houston and in Atlanta. And this is just the beginning of the year is happening. So people are willing to come out again. Thank God. But it's important. What Crystal's saying is We got to have that human interaction. That's what we were talking about even before we began, Tom, is that humans need to have contact like you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, you two exemplify that. And we, all we want to do is be in the game to help you with that mission. Because, and it's such a beautiful thing to see you so well. Everybody's headed to the lazy boy chair at age 65. And here you are blasting out of that, talking about what's going on. It's so amazing. And that's what I want to be when I grow up. Yeah. And you, that's what you should want to be when you grow up.
Yeah,
it is. It absolutely is. And just to see people in their true value, their true heart is so important. Mark, people are commenting down below that they want to come and see you all, and they're saying come to Canada and come here and come there. How do people, is there a place where people can find out where to come in and be in a room with the two of you? Because I know that there's a lot of people that want to do that.
Yeah, if they go to any of our websites like Facebook or that and just type in Mark Victor Hansen or Chris Dwyer Hansen, it'll be amazing. And then the other way is that they can go to askthebookclub.com,
yeah,
and we want to, for free, start to help them on the journey to become what we're calling a master asker at askthebookclub.com, because we think that is the most important leverage going into the future to wake up. You know, because you got to ask yourself, ask others, and ask God, and all three are equally important, and all of us need to master that going into a future that is worthy of us and to manifest everything that we can become.
Master Asker. All right. Who do we have next week? Adrian.
Camelia.
She's
down in Mexico. She's awesome.
But how about her husband?
Not husband is Mike Fettick. I don't think it's her husband.
I have no idea. All right, this is going to be exciting. You two have been absolutely the greatest. This has been the Legacy Leadership Show. We love the new name because this kid's a lot better at his dad, at being his dad, than his dad is at being his dad. All the good, none of the bad. I love all of you. We'll see you all next week.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.